We have today and tomorrow to prepare for the birth of Jesus Christ in our minds, our hearts, our lives, our marriages, our families, our communities, in a new and profound way. Because Christmas is eternal, since God is eternal and Jesus is God. And so we're supposed to lift up our heads and see. Our redemption is near at hand. And God will work a miracle or miracles in our lives in just 2 days if we prepare well. You see the miraculous way that John the Baptist was born. Elizabeth, Saint Elizabeth, an old woman thought to be sterile, was given a child by God. All children are gifts from God. And her husband, Zechariah the priest, was informed of this by the archangel Gabriel when he was doing his duties in the temple. In fact, the name Zechariah and Elizabeth and John give us a lot of insights into what's going on. Zechariah means God remembers. Elizabeth means the house of God, and John means grace of God or gift of God. So what's happening in preparation for the birth of Jesus? John, the forerunner, the one who prepares the way for the Lord. The Old Testament is coming to a crescendo. The fullness of everything that's been promised is going to come to us in Jesus. And so, Zechariah, God remembers Elizabeth, his house. God remembers his house, and he gives us grace, okay? So that's what we're going to receive at Christmas, grace. The grace of redemption. The grace to be one with Christ and to live his word. And so I urge you all in preparation for Christmas to think about what needs to be redeemed in your life. Is there any darkness in your life where you need light? For Jesus is the light of the world. Is there any sterility in your life? Remember, Elizabeth was thought to be sterile. Do you want fruitfulness in your life? You will be redeemed if you prepare well. Do you want to be happier? I've never met anyone who doesn't want to be happier. Well, how about being redeemed from fear? Fear is paralyzing so many people right now. How about being redeemed from anger? Quit walking around angry and irritable. I mean, it's not Christmas joy. So let the Lord come into your life and bring Christmas joy. Be redeemed, right? How about getting over that sadness that is self-centered? Remember, we were told, lift up your heads and see. See, sadness comes when you're not lifting up your head, but you're looking at yourself. Oh, poor is me, woe is me, 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 me. We're not the center of the universe. Be redeemed, okay? Do you want to be stronger? Your strength is in God. We're weak. God is strong. So maybe be redeemed from laziness or worry or impatience or other things that steal your strength. Do you want to be wiser? Overcome worldliness. This world has no wisdom. Be redeemed by the word of God. And we remember that it's the humble that are wise because they turn to God. So let the Redeemer come in your life and teach you to be meek and humble of heart and overcome the vanity of this world. Do you want to be deeper in your life, deeper in your spiritual life, to overcome the noise and the busyness of this world? It can all be redeemed. So I want to prepare you for the great Christmas gift that God wants to give you. Lift up your heads and see. So that means look to God. Lift up your heads and see. Your redemption is near at hand. If you choose to be redeemed, God is going to work that miracle in your life. But you have to make the choice. Remember, there were many people who spent time with the Redeemer when Jesus walked the face of the earth, and he's still here in the Eucharist, but when Jesus walked the face of the earth, the Redeemer was right there, but they didn't choose to be redeemed. We have free wills. This is going to be your Christmas gift, to accept the Redeemer and let some part of your life be redeemed. So, in these next 2 days, think about what needs to be redeemed. Because I find that the only people who receive the gift of redemption are the ones who realize they need something to be redeemed. If you don't think you need something to be redeemed, you don't think you need a Redeemer, and then the gift just passes you by. Just like many people walked by the manger where Jesus, Mary, and Joseph were in Bethlehem at the time. They were busy about the world thing, about the world and worldly things. But the Lord is about to be born for us, and he wants to work a miracle in your life. Let us prepare well with Saint Joseph and our Blessed Mother. Amen.